All right, that was Come to a Decision by Tower of Power. I love you guys very much. I have to... I have to turn off the mic so that you guys can hear all the bumpers and the PSAs. But I will be back from 11 to 12. Do not touch that dial. I'll be back. I gotta go use the bathroom and drink some water. I'll be right back.
Your boyfriend is a dork. Make love in your bedroom. Baby, we were born to
run. W-O-N-Y, Oneonta.
You sang to me. All the while you were in front
we play... little bit of everything.
Hello, it's your DJ on. Hold on, chill. Everyone chill. My name's On. I'm your DJ on air, and you're listening to What's in My Attic. This is the show where we talk about the CDs that I pulled from my attic, and we listen to them, and we talk about them, and review them very loosely because I don't know anything about them. So this is the second hour. Hopefully everyone stayed for the first hour, and now you're going to stay for the second one, because I love all my viewers. Sorry. I ran back, because I don't know why I ran back from the bathroom. I really could have just walked. Whew. Anyways. So, this is the second hour. We have four CDs. We just started the second one, because I spent the first 20 minutes of my first hour chit-chatting. Review for anyone who's just joining us on the second hour. We have played three songs from Jam Factory, Sitting in the Trap. Very good. I would recommend this one. It was like jazz, soul, funk. For cool cats, definitely. Really good. We just played the first three songs off this album, so you might hear it again on the show. Anything that you hear today, there's a possibility of me playing again, because I can only play three songs from each album. So if we really like it and we want to get through the whole thing, you got to come back every Sunday so we can hear the rest of it. Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That mixes a lot of people off. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Not 12 a.m. That'd be like, what, a 10-hour show? I can't do that. All right. So we were just on Tower of Power. If you were here in the first hour, you know that my friend Holly called and thoroughly recommended this album because it was in Saints Row 2. A very great game. Great game. And my dad texted me, and he also recommended the fifth song on this album, T.O.P., Come to a Decision, which was really good. Wow, I really enjoyed that. I said this again at the beginning of the show, where it was like, I picked up this album, Tower of Power, and I read the name, and I was like, oh, Tower of Power, yes, I know them. But I didn't because I couldn't name any of the songs. I don't even know what really genre it was. But I feel like it's coming back to me now that we listened to that song. Like, you know, this is just one of those things where, like, I never went out of my way to listen to it. But it was probably always on in the car or, like, in the house somewhere. You know what I mean? So I'm like, oh, yeah, Tower of Power, of course, Tower of Power. But, you know, I don't actually know anything about them. I still don't. But I know I liked that song. I forgot to pause that. That's fine. So hopefully all the bumpers and the PSAs played. I had to go to the bathroom, so I don't know if they did. But anyways, you're listening to WONY 90.9, just in case you didn't know. WONY 90.9. So I don't know whether we should just, because that was the fifth song on the album, I don't know if we should jump to the sixth song, which is Cruise Control. Or if you want to start from the beginning again. I think I will start from the first song on the album. Because I want to get through three songs. But the seventh song is just a bump. Not that the bump isn't good. But it's only a minute. I'd like for you guys to, you know, get some meat with the potatoes. You know what I mean? Me being the potatoes and the songs being the meat. Of course, you didn't know that. So let's go back to the first song. So we're just going to jump straight into it. Not so much chit-chatting in the second hour, which is not true. We're going to chit-chat a lot. And don't forget, we have two more CDs that we haven't even played yet. Moby, which Holly said was really bad. So if anyone knows who Moby is, apparently a lot of his songs were in movies, got licensed for movies and stuff. This is Moby on the album Play. Call in, again, 2-hour show. I'd love to hear some more callers. Thank you, Holly, my friend. The number is 607-436-2711. The number for the station, again, is 607-436-2711. And if you do call in, I know I just told you to call in. Be patient with me because I kind of can't hear the phone ringing when I have the headphones on. If you call, I'll pick up, I promise. Okay. And we also have Sacred Music from the Middle Ages, Gregorian polyphonic singing. Don't forget that. We still have that too. But we're gonna finish up Tower of Power here first with the first song on the album. Hopefully you guys all heard the fifth one. That was really good. You gotta come to a decision. You guys like that one? Come to a decision. People tell me that when I sing that I don't pronounce any of the words. So let me know if you know what I just said there. Okay. Come to a decision. Okay. This is the first song on the album T.O.P. by the Tower of Power. Soul with a capital S. We'll be right back. Was Soul with a capital S, if you couldn't hear the lyrics, from Tower of Power on the album T.O.P. That was, again, really, really good. Really good. I just looked it up. I just looked up the wiki for a little, give you guys a little info, because I don't know anything. Tower of Power is an American R&B band. Ooh, and funk. Ooh. And horn section. Originating in Oakland, California. I did hear him say Oakland in the song. That was really good. I know this is my dad's, but honestly, I could have seen this coming from, my mom's side, like, being this her CD. That was really good. That was hip. That was funky. It was jazzy. Loved it. We're just gonna jump right into the last song. Again, anything you hear today, we are not, it's not the full album, so you might hear it again on a later show. We're just going to jump into the third song, It All Comes Back. And that just reminded me, listening to that, I know it's a slightly different genre, but if you know Spyro Gyra, the old keyboardist, Jeremy Walls, is a professor here. And I have a vinyl of Morning Dance, or Shake, or something. I think the album is Morning Dance. I got it signed by him, to me and my dad. I think he's retiring this year, although I could be lying. But anyways, I thought that was really cool. Jeremy Walls, the GOAT. Alright, let's jump into the third song. Because honestly, I feel like we might not get through these other two CDs. But we'll definitely see. We'll see. Alright. This is the third song. Or this is the second song. It All Comes Back. Okay? Everyone, please enjoy this one. Okay. So that was the last of Tower of Power for today. That was It All Comes Back. It All Comes Back. That was a good one. So, out of the two that we played so far, I definitely like Tower of Power more than Jam Factory. Not that Jam Factory is bad, but I don't know. They were both really good. And I really liked the brass in Tower of Power. I love a horn section. I love a trumpet. That was really great and really strong in that last song. So, the last of Tower of Power today. Again, you might hear the rest of Tower of Power if you tune in another time every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Put it on while you do your laundry. Put it on while you do your hair. I'm just listening to those things because those are things I have to do today after the show. And eat lunch. It's a busy day for me. All right. So this next, the next album I am a little worried about, because the cover looks hardcore, but it's not hardcore. And also Holly said that it was, I think she said it was butt, that it, was not good. Of course, personal opinion. If anyone else thinks that this album is going to be good, Play by Moby, you know, let me know. Maybe there's some really beautiful history behind it. Maybe there's, you know, like, I don't know. Maybe there's something cool that I don't know about. But we're going to play just the, where's the thing? We're just going to play the first three songs from this album. Honey, Find My Baby, and Porcelain. And again, I looked him up for a second, and I know that a lot of his stuff has been licensed in movies. I think one of his songs was in Holes. I could be wrong about that. But if you have any insight into Moby, because this guy is quite the enigma for me, let me know. The phone number, call into the station, is 607-436-2711. 607-436-2711. It doesn't even have to be my show. If you ever just want to call in, call in. I mean, make sure it's on a show where there's people, because otherwise you're going to be talking to the... Actually, you're not going to be talking to anything. You're just going to be ringing out. Anyways, let's listen to Play by Moby. Let's cue up the first song here. Okay, go.
Get my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a red back jack. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime. Get my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a red back jack. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime. Get my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a red back jack. Sometime I get a hump in my back. Sometime I'm going over here. Sometime. Get my honey, come back. Sometime I'm on a red back jack. Sometime I get
was Honey by Moby on his album Play. That was okay. I didn't like the first minute, and then I got to the other minutes, and I was like, oh, okay, that was good. Yeah. Okay. Would I listen to it on my own time? No. Would I skip it if it came on in a playlist? Maybe. Maybe. But it wasn't that bad. I liked it. It was alright. Well, let's play the second song, Find My Baby. Okay, this one is Find My Baby. I am easily influenced, and I love Holly, so maybe she just rubbed off on me really quick and really fast. Pause. But it was okay. It was alright. Alright, let's play the second song, and honestly, it's just making me really excited to get to the choir, the Gregorian choir. I don't know if it's... I guess there's nothing wrong with playing gospel music on the radio. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's pretty normal. But I'm not... Is this... I don't know. Alright. I don't know. I'm excited to listen to this album either way. I'm excited to listen to Gregorian polyphonic singing. But we're not done with Moby yet. So let's go on to the second song, Find My Baby. And maybe you will like that one.
We'll be right back.
Apples Find My Baby by Moby from the album Play. I like that one a lot more. I would even say that one was good. One thing I have, not even this guy in particular, just in general, I love a sample. I love a sample in a song. Like I love a sample. I always just wish, though, that the sample was chopped up. Like, I love when you take a sample that's basically, and you make it basically unrecognizable. You know, I don't mind, like a vocal, you know, like it at my baby. That's fine. It went great. It was a great song. I just love when you take one, it's like, you know? I think Daft Punk does that really good. You chop up until it's, like, unrecognizable. You put so many effects on it until you, like, you can't even tell what the original was anymore. I love that. But, you know, this one was good. Yeah, it was good. Whatever. Alright. I low-key just want to get through the last song on this, on his album, so that we can listen to the choir. I'm more excited about the sacred music from the Middle Ages Gregorian polyphonic singing. And I really want to hear some from this. And the CD is all beautiful too. You guys can't see it, but all right, that was good. Let's hope the last one is really good too. This last one that we're gonna play again, My Year Later, is Porcelain. Moby. Play. Whoa. Sorry guys, I just had a brain fart. Okay. This is Porcelain by Moby Play. This is the last one we're playing from Moby today. We'll be right back. this guy back in the case. Put the CD back in the case now. Nah, I'm just joking. That one was good until he started singing. But, it was alright. Nothing I hated. I wouldn't be mad if this came on in the car or something. Eh, not my particular favorite. I like Tower of Power more. And I have the feeling that I'm gonna like sacred music from the Middle Ages even more than Tower of Power. That might be an exaggeration, but I am excited to hear what this is. I'm gonna put that right in. No chit-chat. I'm ready. I want to hear this. No, let me say something about Moby. It was good. I'm sure he had a great career. I'm sure that he made a lot of good things. I'm sure that he got licensed in a lot of movies. Yeah, that was good. Well, we might play him again. We'll see. Everyone, we'll see. We'll see. That's why you gotta come back to What's in My Attic. I wonder whose this is. I guess it could have been my dad's CD, but this doesn't really seem like something he would listen to. Also, there's a sticker on the front that says $3.99 or $3 for $10. So the question was this $3.99 or was it $10? And if it was $10, what were the other two CDs? You know, let me look back in the pile. There might be another one with stickers on it. We can see what the other two CDs were. Unless it was a single. But, you know, we'll see. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just burped into the mic. Did everyone take their vitamins today? Because I had some cereal today so I could take my vitamins, but then I took the vitamin and it kind of like hurt, and it doesn't usually hurt when I swallow it. Pause. Anyone else get that today? Anyone have their cereal and their vitamins? I couldn't find my vitamin D. Okay. Maybe the 2 hours is starting to wear and tear on me. We do not need to talk about vitamin D right now. Let's listen to Sacred Music Choir from the Middle Ages. Okay, everyone? Let's jump straight to that, okay? Hit play. All right, we'll be back. Everyone listen to this.
Oh.
That was beautiful. Wow. They have a beautiful they have beautiful voices. Okay. What can I say about this? I want everyone to know the first song was Shobaman Shinman, Thy Nativity, O Christ Our God. I want everyone to know this is What's in My Attic, the show where I take stuff out from my attic and I play it for you. No one in my family is Christian. Like, my grandparents aren't Christian. We're not Catholic. Like, my dad grew up like a little Catholic or whatever, but he's not Catholic now. Like nobody in my extended family is Christian or Catholic or, you know, anything like that. So I'm not sure where this came from, and I'm not sure why we have it. I mean, not that you need to be like a super religious person to enjoy religious music. I genuinely liked that. Like, that was good. But, you know, I am just kind of curious, like, you know, why do I have this? I'm so sorry, guys. I just yawned. That was kind of like, and you gotta understand, I have like the really fancy studio headphones on right now. So like their voices are melodic and they're flowing through my ears and they're just waving and drifting. It was kind of hypnotic. It was kind of lullaby-ish. It was very relaxing. So that was really good. Again, maybe someone listening knows a lot about Middle Ages Gregorian polyphonic singing. So I encourage you to call in. But we do have 15 minutes left on the show, so let's just play the next two songs. I mean, I liked that. I liked that more than Moby. I liked that one song more than the three songs we played from Moby. And there's a lot of songs on the CD. This has like 30. What is? Hold on, I just closed it again. This has 30 songs on it. So I don't know if we can get through all of those throughout the show. Maybe we'll have a special Middle Age Gregorian polyphonic singing episode. But let's just play the next song. That was good. I love that one. Did you guys like that? Because I really liked that. All right, here's the second one.
Shri Dhamma.
Okay. That was the second song on the album, Dieba Maghalta Shina, Glory to God in the Highest. I just realized Moby Play had this too. I should probably check for these. It has a slip inside with a little description. So I'm just going to read the first paragraph for you guys. Again, I apologize for the butchering of the names and stuff. The nine bearded men in the choir of Antishaki Church in Tbilisi, Georgia, play a special role in their country's preservation of its musical heritage. For almost three generations during the years of the communist regime, church music was prohibited in Georgia and only rarely heard in concerts. In 1989, as the Soviet Union was disintegrating, the singers of Antishakti were the first to revive medieval church music and services. They sing chants that were previously unknown or available only in nearly indecipherable manuscripts. So there's a little bit of history for you. Again, I still don't know why I have this or why it was kind of passed down onto me. But, very beautiful. And it's very much a reminder that music... I almost cursed, sorry. This music goes deep. I'm sure Moby had a lot of these are, well, obviously they're old now because I got them from the attic. Not because I got them from the attic, but you know what I'm trying to say. They're very old, and so if any of the members are like around now, they've surely collected a large amount of history and experience and stuff. So anything I introduce here on the radio show, I realize I've been calling it What's in My Attic. The title is actually called Cleaning Out the Attic, so I've been calling my show the wrong name the entire time. Anyways, if you like anything that you hear in here, I highly encourage you to go check it out for yourself. the show is really, obviously it's for you, the viewer, but it is partially for me, you know, I just exploring the music that I've had for a very long time, but I've never really bothered to listen to, which happens to me a lot. I know, like, the titles of a lot of things, but have I ever gone out of my way to watch them or research them or be interested in them? No. So this is kind of my opportunity to explore that and do it with you guys. It's, you know, it's like a adventure, but we're not going anywhere. We're just listening to CDs, and I think some of them are a little bootleg, but don't tell anyone that. Nobody needs to know that. So, we're going to go ahead with the final song, and we're going to say our goodbyes because I'm very hungry, and I have to wash my hair, and I have to do my laundry. You know, there's a lot, again, a lot to do. Hopefully you guys were doing your laundry while listening to this. This kind of seems like the radio show you would do your laundry to. Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what you do laundry to. I think everyone has a different laundry ritual. Anyways, here's the third song. Kovilisa Dabadebulisa. I'm sorry about that one. I'm sorry. Anyways, here it is.
Holy Son of Some song.
So that was our final song coming from the Aunty Shakti Choir, sacred music from the Middle Ages, Gregorian polyphonic singing. Recap for today, since we're coming to the end of the show, we had that. We had Moby, our play by Moby. We had T.O.P. by the Tower of Power, my personal favorite. And we had Sitting in the Trap by Jam Factory. If you liked any of those, I highly recommend you go check those out, especially Tower of Power. I really like Tower of Power. And maybe come back next week and tell me what you thought about them. No spoilers, because I'm not listening to the whole albums either. But, you know, feel free. Again, I mean, don't call now because I have to hang up soon, but our number, if you ever want to call, maybe write that down, get a pencil and paper. 607-436-2711. That's 1-1. my name is On. I was your DJ on air. You're listening to Cleaning Out the Attic. Not What's in My Attic, which I might change because I didn't realize that I was calling my own show wrong. But either way, my name is On. I'm your DJ on air. You're listening to Cleaning Out the Attic, which is now concluding on WONY 90.9. Oh, yeah, WONY 90.9. That's right. That's the radio station that you're listening to right here on SUNY Oneonta. Let me chill. I'm hyped. It's the first show. I'm excited. I will be here every Sunday, 10 in the morning to 12 p.m., I want everyone to know I will probably be missing a week or two from now, but we'll get to that when we get to it, okay? We'll get to that when we get there. Again, I don't know if there's any more shows today. Otherwise, I would have told you whose show comes next, but I'm unaware, so I can't. But just know there's going to be a show. We're packed. There's going to be a ton of shows all across the week, so just tune in anytime Monday, and it's like throwing a rock in a crowd, you're going to hit someone, or however that saying goes, whatever. Anyways, for the last time, my name is On. I'm your DJ on air. You were just listening to Cleaning Out the Attic on WONY 90.9, and my show is every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's right, every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I hope everyone has a wonderful morning and a wonderful rest of the day. Have some lunch. Maybe have your brunch. Have an espresso martini. And like Holly said earlier in the show, drink something with some rocks in it. Drink something you can sip on. Make that your goal for today. You know, open the Riesling, open the Chardonnay. Those are the only two wines I know. So have one of those. Okay, everyone. WONY 90.9. I'll see you all next Sunday. Love ya. Bye.